96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. You could be crammed into a cubicle next to them, or you may see them from your corner office, you know, the office with the window overlooking the city, or you may not be able to count on them when you're loading the truck at the warehouse, or you can't really count on them when you need help during the monthly team meeting. They are the coworkers you can't stand to work with or even be around. How do you handle them? What do you do? Well, Colleen Kettenhoffen is the author of the book Secrets Your Boss Isn't Telling You, How to Advance Your Career, Increase Your Productivity, and Have More Fun at Work. I want to hear about that irritating, annoying, pain-in-the-rear coworker. Maybe we can help you out. Give me a call, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, or 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. You can also find me on Facebook and Twitter at HFisherWHUR. If the line is busy, call back. I just discovered something, Colleen. I need more phone lines. I mean, the phone just lit up. My gracious. They lit up. Let me first ask you, why are people so difficult to deal with at work? Is it the people or is it the job?
Well, Harold, first of all, thank you for having me on. That's a great question.
Yeah, we need you. We need
you. You know, it's interesting because in over 15 years of conducting leadership training, seminars and programs for largely managers and supervisors, speaking on dealing with difficult people at conferences and conventions, I've really seen an uptick, I'd say especially in the last 2 or 3 years, of people being more stressed out at work than ever before due to their dealings with difficult people. And I've had some people who will come up to me privately at my seminars, and they'll say, Colleen, I'm so tired of dealing with so-and-so, and especially if their manager isn't doing anything about it, they'll say to me, you know, I'm to the point where I don't want to come to work.
Mm.
So I think it's become the people, and I think the job and just all the stress in life is creating normal people who are becoming difficult people.
Oh, okay. Well, if you'll allow me, we have so much to get to. But like I said, obviously, tonight's program has turned into the human resource department at Colleen's office. Colleen, you got to help some of these folks out. Do you mind if I take some calls first before we continue?
Sure.
Yeah, let's do that. My goodness. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, or 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Marissa, calling from Southeast D.C. Okay, what's wrong? Who's this person? I don't want to hear any names. You don't have to tell me where you work, but you can tell me what's going on. Marissa? Marissa, are you there? Okay. I guess she dropped off. Let's go to Denise, calling from Baltimore. Denise, what's going on? Hey, there you go. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing just fine. Okay, what's going on at your job?
I actually have somebody who I work with who is, she masks. She's very good at masking. We work together on a team, and what she does is she pretends like everything is good. When we're all together and she's on a team spirit. But when she works separately with individuals we have to work with, I'm hearing things that are disturbing. And when I go to my supervisor, it's like nothing is really being done because they're kind of close, they're friends. And although I love my job, it's difficult for me. And I have no problem telling somebody how I feel, but it's difficult when the supervisor and the person you're having problems with is our close friend.
Okay.
So that's my issue. And she's really, really good at masking that she's not a person who's really a nice person. And on top of that, she just kind of, she came from a different field into this field that she doesn't really know too much about. So I think that has a lot to do with it, too, with the economy being bad and people losing their jobs. They're going into fields that they really don't know anything about, and they're not providing the quality care that they should.
Well, let me ask, let me see if Colleen can help you out. Colleen, what do you think?
Well, first of all, Denise, that's a great question. And, you know, you brought up a really good point when you said she is a friend of my supervisor. Because even when I'm speaking for managers and supervisors and I ask them, what traits do you think are most important for managers and bosses to possess? And I've asked this question over and over for years. The first two things that I hear are they need to not micromanage, especially the good employees, and not practice blatant favoritism. And, you know, unfortunately, I think that is what your supervisor is doing by not taking any action with this employee. The challenge for a lot of managers and supervisors is they get promoted based on their hard skills or an outstanding job in a previous position, but many of them haven't had management training, and yet now all of a sudden they're in the business of managing people, especially managing friends. And a lot of them come up to me privately when I'm speaking, and they'll say, Colleen, I'm managing a friend. I've got some problems with this friend, the way they're treating other people on the team. This friend is not taking me seriously. I don't know what to do.
But let me ask you this, Colleen. But how can Denise navigate this? Because that's from the boss's position, but she's really in a rather difficult situation because this person and the boss are allies, apparently.
Yeah, exactly. And I was going to get to that. In a nutshell, what I would do is, Denise, be really careful of what you tell her. Don't tell her much of anything because she's the eyes and the ears of your supervisor. It's all going to get back to your supervisor. There's a saying, news, weather, and sports. And that's what I would keep it to: work, news, weather, and sports. I would just be as cordial with her as you can, show that you're a hard worker. Get along with her as best you can, because if, in fact, the supervisor hasn't had any management skills training and they're not going to do anything, then at least for now, you're going to have to live with her. The one thing I will say is if everybody on the team feels the way that you do, there is strength in numbers, and you know your supervisor better than I do. So you know whether or not all of you would be able to go to your supervisor and say, hey, look, you know, we've got this challenge. Here's what it is. How should we resolve it? Because if your supervisor knows it's affecting that many people, she may do something about it. If you think that they're really close friends and nothing's going to happen, then I would say, unfortunately, you might have to be the person who does the masking on the team.
Okay. Well, Denise, I hope that helps. Good job. You got to keep that job. You know, tight security, tight economy right now, so you got to work on keeping
well,
that
thank
job.
Thank you. I really appreciate
it. You're quite welcome. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, or 855-288-4876. That's 855-288-4876. Talking to Colleen Kettenhoffen, the author of the book Secret Your Boss Isn't Telling You, trying to figure out how to deal with coworkers who are difficult to deal with. Colleen, can you give me an example of a difficult person? Are we talking about personal habits, or are we talking about professional issues?
You know, it can be a little bit of both. I can tell you that when I interviewed more than 200 managers, supervisors, and a few CEOs for my book, and keep in mind a lot of these people are employees and they've got bosses and coworkers themselves, what came up in terms of their biggest pet peeves, and this is going to sound like common sense, but as you know, common sense isn't always commonly applied. The first one was pretty obvious: excessive absenteeism and chronic tardiness. And that has a real effect on the coworkers because they start to think, you know, here I make this big effort to show up, and this person's always late or chronically tardy. And in some cases, the coworkers are having to pick up and do the work for them. But here's what's second and third in terms of the most difficult types of workers. Second is negativity, subversiveness, the lack of buy-in, the person who's always complaining and they never want solutions. And number three along those lines, drama, the high drama people who are the gossips, they start the rumor mill. I also call them the water cooler instigators. You know, they like to just stand around the water cooler and stir up trouble. I also call them the pot stirrers, as they like to just stir up trouble, and they have a desire for dissension. And one thing that I would say to you, the people who are listening, is accept that what others do to you is not personal. In other words, you've heard the saying, seek first to understand them and walk in someone else's shoes. Here's why that advice works. It gets you out of your own agenda of believing a hurtful interaction was directed at you. In other words, know that most difficult situations don't occur because someone woke up one day and decided, you know what, I'm going to do something mean to Harold today.
Well, let me hold you right there on being mean to Harold. I don't want to be mean to our listeners or our sponsors. I need to take a break. We'll be back in just a moment. This is the Inside Segment, the Daily Drum on WHUR, HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR, HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. We're talking about dealing with difficult coworkers. My guest is Colleen Kettenhoffen, the author of the book Secrets Your Boss Isn't Telling You. I want to grab a couple of phone calls before I take another break, so just hang in there with me. We will continue this conversation. Let me go back to the phone lines. Kelly calling from Falls Church, Virginia. Kelly, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi, I just wanted to put in, like, this is personal experience.
Go ahead.
I'm not there no more, but I did have a coworker, and she was kind of like a supervisor over top of me, which she had someone over top of her, which she was close to, too, so, you know, I couldn't go to them. But the thing that she did was every day there was something that she would nag me about, like, not like directly, but like behind my back and watch me and see what time I got to work every day until she just finally was like trying to get me. And I did it. I killed her with kindness. That didn't work. I just didn't. It was like my first day she seen me, she did not like me.
Wow.
And for the longest, I could not understand what, I never knew that there were people like that out here. But I guess in some way I felt like she was just miserable, but I wasn't the only one. I kept quiet, and I tried to kill it with kindness, but to me it seems like being quiet is not the way to go, I guess. You have to speak up sometimes. So,
well, Colleen, Kelly, thank you for your phone call. Let me let Colleen answer that. Colleen, go ahead. What do you think?
You know, Kelly brought up a good point, which is, first of all, know that there are a lot of people who are going to be looking at their watches to see what time you come to work and what time you leave, even though you could be a lot more productive than other people with your time. The other good point she brought up, she said that she realized she wasn't the only one.
Yeah.
And that's a very good point. Know that you are not the only one because, you know, oftentimes the number one source of these difficult interactions is what I call collateral damage. In other words, people do what they do for their own reasons. And it's easy to get caught in the crossfire of their actions. So a lot of times, don't take it personally. I know that's advice that's trite but true, but there is really something to be said for that because most likely you are not the only one. They're this way with other people. So they didn't do it to you. They just did it.
Yeah.
And she saw that that's what was happening with her.
Well, if you're on the phone, Please don't hang up. And by the way, the lines are open. You can give me a call, 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810 or 855-288-4876. That's 855-288-4876. As I said, if you're on the phone, don't hang up. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM 141. I'm Harold Fisher. The original Quiet Storm with Jeff Brown is next on 96.3 WHUR. Stay with us.
WHUR, Washington.